Would you please stand? This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, Earth Has Many a Noble City. Welcome everybody to our service this morning on this first Sunday of the season of Epiphany, when we recall various aspects during the coming weeks of the manifestation of Christ to all people, to the Gentiles as well as the Jews. And today we particularly focus on the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. But firstly, we acknowledge before God our own transgressions, seeking his forgiveness and the grace or help to do better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it. Thank you. baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your own Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit. Grant to us who are born of water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children through Jesus Christ our Lord.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 3, beginning at verse 15. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them, saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to unite the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. A voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Thanks be to God.
The hymn, Christ is surely coming, bringing his reward. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. some words from the reading heard a short time ago, St. Luke chapter 3, verse 21, when Jesus also had been baptized. I'm sure we all remember in our very earliest school days how we first learned to count 1, 2, 3, 4, and were introduced to the letters of the alphabet, A, B, C, D, and so on. Well, the letters A, B, C, and D can help our thoughts about the story of the baptism of Jesus. A, for all. B, for baptized. C, for Christ's. And D, for dove. First of all, A is for all. St. Luke uses the word all three times in the verses of the reading we heard earlier. All were questioning in their hearts concerning John, says verse 15. John answered all of them, we read in verse 16, and when all people were baptized in verse 21. The desire for change, the desire for a different sort of religion, is not something felt by only a small number of people. It is, if you like, what we would call today a popular movement. The questions are being asked by the crowds, and John speaks openly to the crowd. The word all suggests that not only was there a large number, but that they came from all sorts of backgrounds, and that there was no discrimination in how they were treated. The word all, of course, is a challenge to people now. Would all the people now ever ask questions about Christian faith in the way that all the people asked about John? John answers all of them. Is there anything ever said by the church that is heard by all the people? There was such a desire for change that all the people were baptized by John. Is there ever such a desire for change among people now? We may well ask. Then B is for baptized. I baptize you with water, John tells a crowd in verse 16. Baptism for the Jewish people was a sign of washing away their past and beginning anew. It was an outward sign of repentance, of a desire to get rid of the impurities of one's former life and begin anew. The people who went to the Jordan to be baptized by John went for a baptism of penitence. John the Baptist, in baptizing people who know they have sinned and who want to outwardly show that they are sorry and that they want very much to start again. Is it possible to imagine people gathering in crowds to declare that they know their life has gone wrong and that they want to begin new lives? People are concerned with material happiness. It is hard to imagine them publicly declaring that they want to give up such lives. John calls people to a baptism of repentance. Is such change imaginable? And C is for Christ. Verse 15 says that the people were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah. The word Messiah is Hebrew for the anointed one. In Greek, the word is Christ. Some translations of the Bible use one word, some use the other. But John declares, he is not the Christ, telling the crowd in verse 16, one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. How will the Christ be recognized? In St. Luke chapter 7, John sends his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or should we expect another? In chapter 7, verses 22 and 23, Jesus answers, go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. The people in John's time were wondering whether he might be the Christ. Clearly, they were uncertain what the Christ would be like. What sort of person might be expected? Looking for signs that Christ was at work today, what would people expect to see? When John's disciples came to Jesus to ask if he were the Christ, the answer was probably not what they were expecting. If people looked for Christ's presence among now, would they be looking for the things about which Jesus talks? And D is for dove. Verse 22 says, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. How are you, my son, the beloved? With you I am well pleased. The dove appears many times in the Old Testament books of the Bible as a sacrifice, as something of beauty, but most importantly, as the bird that brings a sign to Noah in the book Genesis, that the flood is over, that new life has begun. At the baptism of Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes down in the form of a dove, declaring that Jesus brings new life. The people watching would have seen the dove as a sign of new life. Do people get up in the morning and think, here is another day, another chance of living a new life? St. Luke says that the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in bodily form like a dove. It was a sign of new life that was clear and unmistakable. What clear and unmistakable signs of new life are visible now? All baptized, Christ and a dove. An ABCD to help thoughts, particularly at the beginning of a new year. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith.
Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
This is the faith of the Church. The hymn, Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind.
Spirit of God,
let us pray. God of love, we pray for those who have been recently baptized or who have lately found that you are real. We pray for all in ordained and lay ministries and for those sensing a special calling, especially in the ministries of our church. Help us all to listen to your guiding. In God.
All things work together for good.
God of power, we pray for those who are in authority and in positions of influence and responsibility. May they be earthed in humility, courageous in integrity, and mindful of the need to serve. In God.
All things work together for good.
God of mercy, we call to mind those with whom we share the work and leisure of our life. We pray for those we love amongst our families and friends, and those from whom we differ in any way. We ask you to breathe into all our relationships the forgiving love which cleanses and heals. In God.
All things work together for good.
God of wholeness, we remember those who are aching today in body, mind, and spirit, knowing that nothing is unredeemable. We ask that you will bring good even out of these barren places. We pray in particular for those in any way affected by the devastating fires in Los Angeles and elsewhere in California. Remembering in particular the injured and bereaved, and those who are seeking to address the situation and extinguish the fires. In God, God of faithfulness, we thank you for the way you always keep your promises and never let us down. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And offering all our prayers and praises into one, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
I want to walk with Jesus Christ all the days, live of this life on earth, to give to him complete control of body and thank you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant.
Through your love, make us servants of one another.
Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Let us say together, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Christ, the Son, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be light refreshment served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. And I do encourage you to go across and continue our fellowship this morning in less formal surroundings. Sunday next, the second Sunday of Epiphany, Parish Communion at 10 o'clock. The recessional hymn, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
That word, the word.
The power of God hold and lead us.